Yeah.
From Liverpool. I don't know if
what's,
he's...
What's the Liverpool thing you always say?
Scouser. Sadio Mane is the best player in the world. They talk like that. Oof. The best chicken in a can of Coke.
Oh, yeah, that's the one.
The best chicken in a can of Coke.
A chicken in a can of Coke.
Yeah.
Well, it's 1 a.m. And technically our show's over.
Technically.
No one's here.
No one's shown up, yeah.
So I guess we'll play one more song. Oh. Okay. Here's the transition song, On Your Own Again by Scott Walker.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Wasn't it a good year? Wasn't filled with talking. It still moves through my heart from time to time. City after city, granite gray as morning. Heroes died in subways, left behind, far behind. Like our love. You're on your own again, and you're your best again. That's what you tell yourself. I see it all the way as far. Except when it began, I was so happy, I didn't feel like me.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sophie.
And I'm Garrett.
And we are DJ Gooped.
And DJ Gagged.
Subbing today for the lovely Travis Franklin. Of Hitchhiker's Guide to Music.
Yes.
Who is hopefully sweet home in Alabama right now.
Yes. Also, this is Gooped and Gagged. Mm-hmm.
And you are listening.
Yes, this is Gooped and Gagged. Yes. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Test Reform Radio.
Correct.
Yes, we didn't get through our entire intro before you started talking about
Travis. I'm so sorry.
You should be.
I just wanted to honor him since we're in his time slot. Usually yes, we are on from 3 to 4 a.m. Tuesday mornings. Tune in.
And we will be there tomorrow night.
We will be there tomorrow night.
Yes.
Despite it being finals.
That's how much we care about you guys.
I know. We have never missed an episode.
Of Gooped and Gagged.
Never, ever.
No, because we hate ourselves.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yes. Because we are gullible freshmen.
Yes. But in honor of Travis, we will be playing Magenta Mountain by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Of course, of course.
Right now. And then we're going to come back.
And yap some more.
And yap. We love a good yap fest on this show. But
we do indeed.
Okay. See you in 6 minutes.
Oh. Yay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Have fun.
Okay, everyone.
That was Magenta Mountain by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
An iconic name, we must say.
I completely agree.
It's
an exceptional band name.
It's exceptional.
I would listen to them just for that. Just for the name.
Period. So, we have a confession to make.
What's our confession, Garrett?
Our show is a bit weird.
It is. It's true.
Quite weird.
Quite weird.
So, we're going to just go right into it with the weirdness. With my...
It's always Garrett bringing the weird.
Okay.
No.
Okay, no need to attack
me. I'm kidding.
Well, we're going to go right into it with my Eurovision update.
Mm-hmm.
Which I actually haven't done the last couple episodes.
No.
But
are you going to do a Eurovision update today and tomorrow?
Perchance I must.
That's incredible. Continue.
Today we're just going to focus on Montenegro.
Okay.
Because they've had tea.
Tell me more.
So, they have selected their song for Eurovision through their selection called Montesong.
Oh, yes.
And the original song, which we will be hearing first, I just got to change it in the queue, actually, is called Clickbait by Neo Noen, which is like some rock song group thing.
Mm-hmm.
But as you may have noticed, I did in fact say was. So there was a recording unearthed of them performing the song at a festival, which is technically not allowed. It was performed in 2023.
Yeah.
Technically not allowed, but not really enforced in the Eurovision rules, like of performing the song a year ahead of time.
Right.
And there was major drama. So it was a full investigation. They resigned on their own volition from the role. Then Montenegro's artistic director also resigned out of protest.
Crazy.
And now we have Nina Žižić.
Okay.
Performing her song Dobrodošli, which I think means like welcome back.
Interesting.
Which we have listened to on the show before.
But we'll listen again.
We're going to listen again.
I'm a bigger fan of Dobrodošli than Clickbait.
I wasn't really a fan of Clickbait. But Dobrodošli has potential. It just needs a bit of a revamp, but we believe in her. We believe in her because she has great vocals. But this first up, we're going to have Clickbait by Neo Noen, which is no longer representing them. And then we're going to go into Dobrodošli by Nina Žižić.
Enjoy.
Enjoy all my mamas. Bye bye.
Oko sebe se ne osvrnem, a već sam počeo da scrollujem. Naslovi se ređaju sami, kao da znaju sve što mi je u glavi. Važne teme analiziram i počinjem da kriziram. Reklama kreće 5 sekundi, wait. Baš sam raspoložen za hejt. Nikad nije too late. Nebitno gay ili straight. Vodim te na date, ako šeruješ mi dobar tip. Baš sam raspoložen za hejt. Nikad nije too late. Nebitno gay ili straight. Vodim te na date, ako šeruješ mi dobar tip. Provodim dane, imam razne gadgete i ekrane. Za društvo nemam vremena, jer svaki mi je minut ispunjena. Ratujem sa botovima, trgujem screenshotovima. Aktivan sam, imam dobar rate. Baš sam raspoložen za hejt. Nikad nije too late. Nebitno gay ili straight. Vodim te na date, ako šeruješ mi dobar klik.
emotions are caked. Nick at me at too late. Maybe the cake is straight. For him tell a date. For him tell a date. Versanas promotions are caked. Nick at me at too late. Maybe the cake is straight. For him tell a date. A crochet wish me double tree. Se noć koja je kriva, umorne oči, trlja vestida. Hoće li doć, il će da sniva, zora rujna, rane da vida. Gdje su sad svi, iza su međa. Pletu vijenac od cvijeća. Nasmi se, izdrži sve, proći će. Izdrži sve, proći će, nasmi se. Proći će, nasmi se, izdrži sve. Nestaće, prestaće, a kada će? Dobro došli meni vi na predstavu o ljubavi. Kako si ti, da li si dobro? Gdje su sad svi, čisti pred Bogom? Ko da su nijemi, stoje bez riječi. Oni što tu su, uzuju u sreći. Lica su im crvena, tugom krpljena. A ko mi je kriv? Nasmi se, izdrži sve, proći će. Izdrži sve, proći će, nasmi se. Proći će, nasmi se, izdrži sve. Nestaće, prestaće, a kada će? Dobro došli meni vi u hotel mojih slabosti. Dobro došli meni svi na predstavu o ljubavi.
Dobro došli by Nina Žižić.
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 Oui. She's all of the accents.
Oh yeah.
On all of the consonants. Yes. So we stan. It's like an all right song.
Yeah.
But like it's kind of like diva.
It is.
It's kind of diva.
I do feel bad for the band.
Oh, 100%. They should totally. They
however,
should still be.
I don't like their song. Sorry.
Okay, T.
But you know. Maybe next year.
Maybe next year.
Maybe next year. I'm hoping for them.
But, yeah.
Next up, we have Rill Rill by Sleigh Bells. And
Sleigh.
Inyenting Om Dig by Tara.
Wee. Bonjour.
And honestly, I don't really remember what that song sounds like. So we will find out together.
Okay, bruh. Okay. Yes. Enjoy a little Christmas spirit,
it's not,
everyone.
It's not Christmassy.
Rill Rill by Sleigh Bells?
No, it's not. No. It's not.
Okay, so perchance I'm wrong.
But enjoy it anyway.
Enjoy whatever vibes it brings. Bye.
Bye.
16666, and I know the part. You are the river flow, and we can never know. We're just the weatherman, you make the wind blow. Keep thinking about every straight face, yes. Wonder what your boyfriend thinks about your braces. What about them? I'm all about them. Six such straight A's, cut them in the bathroom. So this is it.
Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new, global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibitions and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Aitkman Arts Center at 40 Talbot Avenue on the Somerville Medford campus of Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery, or you can also call 617-627-3518. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mama.
I still have yet to go to the Tufts University Art Gallery.
Which we will be going to the Tufts University Art Gallery, which you should all visit.
Yes, absolutely. Well, that was Inyenting Omdig.
By Tara.
Si. Or Ya, I should say.
Ya.
Yeah. I don't have anything to say about
it's
that.
It's cute. I liked it.
It was fine.
It was good.
Yeah. It was all right.
We do love our Scandi Pop.
We do, indeed.
In here. We do love the Scandis. But we're going to pivot from our little, like, I guess, like, bubblegum pop sounding music to some Hungarian metal.
Oh, I love screamers. That. Yes.
Vislat Nyar by AWS. And then we are going to go into some Mongolian metal featuring some Mongolian guttural throat singing.
Yes.
And Shereg by The Who or The HU by, and it's the acoustic version.
I'm really intrigued. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I'm intrigued by the acoustic.
Yes. I started listening to a playlist just called World Folk Music.
I love
that. Or Worldwide Folk today. And it was number one on
Beautiful.
It. So
okay.
It's glorious. But we're going to get right into her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Enjoy, everyone. Bye-bye. You may hate it.
Megfáradt ereimben az
Excellent.
Yes. So that was Shereg Shereg by the HU or the Who. Not really sure.
Yeah. I'd like you to send me that worldwide folk playlist.
Yes. That song was a bit freak.
Yeah, I mean, both of those were a little bit. But.
All of my music is freak.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's, I was kind of entertained. I'm a big fan of listening to, like, very interesting or energetic music during, I don't want to say, like, mindless studying, but.
I know what you mean.
Like, when I, in high school, when I would do physics, and I was, like, doing my physics homework, there's one song, it's called Guli Gul by
Nogyarn. I think you've played that for me before. Yeah.
I have.
Yeah.
And it's this bad Swedish metal song. It got me through it, though, because it was, like, angry.
I know what you mean.
And I loved
angry
it.
Angry music. Yeah.
And, that, like, that isn't angry music, but no. I like the vibes. Yeah. Where it kind of, it just sounds different.
I know. Usually something. I am like an angry music during studying person, but lately I've been into a lot more of the calm instrumental.
How dare you?
I know. I don't know. I go through phases.
Clearly.
Yeah. No. Okay, next we've got some interesting variety. We have Vititus by Aesop Rock, which is dedicated to Evan Wyman. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Hopefully you're sleeping sound. And you're going to crush your CS final tomorrow.
We.
And then we've got Vueli from Frozen. And then Milkshake by Kellis.
Yes. We thought we would do a little freak off.
Exactly. So you'll have a good time, I think, going between these three.
But yeah.
Yeah.
It's very, very indicative of the kind of music we play on
the
show.
So if you're enjoying this at all. Tune in tomorrow.
Tune in tomorrow, mamas. Okay.
Have fun.
Vititus. ASAP Rock. Bye.
Sell tool back at the fort. You could smell the cigarettes through the door. Potpourri on the shelf. Sundown lightning bugs on the porch. Waiting for the sundowning was too much to ignore. This is sharp witted widow who threw you the fucking solid of speaking a different language when gossiping about your mama. Her mama was machete to the children. She made a farmer's cheese and lived to be 100 million. Asmi Latabe, she would call us katias, cats. I guess we were hyperactive little brats. It's funny cause she had like 10 kids, though I only met the ones that lived past 7-6. They mostly been a rotating cast on the sofa. Here an uncle, there an uncle, that is not a soda. Bang on the water pipe, down come Leona. She could eat an onion like an apple, what a soldier. Gold. That she used to be a lifeguard. Performance art that ran for her entire lifespan. Then again, that Mary was a wild card.
third back bedroom had a door to the cellar. It's where a hub board to Gehenna. The lore is ancient, the laws are archaic. Y'all keep misbehaving, y'all sleeping in a basement. Better yet, y'all sleeping on a porch. She was kidding, but I hit him with the fear of the Lord. The gear down's more out of fear than remorse. I guess whatever put a couple tears in a borscht. Cheers, 2 foot of fresh powdered sugar on a mountain. We opted out for Morton Downey Jr. Marshmallow fluff above the toaster. It's pretty tough for the toast to hand over ya. Oh, 7 Mile coldy in London. Tone that could only mean one thing. Your grandmother something something. Who the fuck's supposed to make the dumplings? I remember this coat being warmer. Remember needing so many goddamn layers. We're bundled up, Xing the squares. Xing the squares.
Brings all the
Gorgina.
Yes, indeed. That was Milkshake by...
Kellis.
Kellis.
Oui. A little bit of a crazy transition stuff in there, but...
Yeah, definitely.
You know, that's kind of the vibe we bring.
Exactly.
So, before we close out, we're going to do one more song.
Okay, perfect.
Say goodbye. And then we'll probably do
Until tomorrow.
Until tomorrow.
Yes.
But to close us out, we are going to be playing... Synanon Saran Chant des Griottes by Jordi Saval Casemate Diabate Mamini Geta Nana Koyate Tanti Kayate Dris El Malumi Balake Sisoko and Rajeri.
Wow.
It's quite very, the list. Quite the list. I believe it's a song from Mali.
Cool.
It was also in my worldwide folk playlist.
Nice.
We're going to do her. And then perchance at the end, we'll play at least a little bit of Myth Haikandi Sol.
Beautiful.
By Sister, which is an Icelandic song.
Very beautiful.
Yes. So we are going to get right into it before we say goodbye.
Yes.
Okay. Enjoy, everyone.
Enjoy.
everyone.
That was lovely.
That was Sinanon Saran by... I'm not going to try to say everyone's name again.
No, it was a lot of people.
That was a lot of people. But this was Gooped and Gagged, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yes, indeed. And tune in tomorrow, Tuesday, 3 to 4 a.m. for our regular time slot.
Yes, but we are going to quickly send you to the automation software while next people get set up. But thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Thank you to Travis. Mm-hmm.
And good luck with finals.
Good luck with finals, everyone. And we will see you tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
I wasn't 17. You wouldn't say I hadn't lived my life or didn't have the means. Doesn't make it any less of a hard-earned right to say I want what I have.